So I would have to take you all the way back to, let me see if I can put a finger on the date. Probably March. No. It would have been before the election. I want to say that in spring of 2017, the decision was made that we were going to put the Crusade Radio channel and the live broadcasting feed behind the paywall. So that if you didn't have a subscription, then you couldn't listen to the live stream. Now, at the time, in 2017, this made eminent sense, and this is what was going on, and many others would follow suit and would do the same thing. Well, it's 2024 now, and the rules and the circumstances and the climate out there hath changed. And so we are happy to announce. No, I'm just going to. I know I mentioned this on Friday. The only portion of the previously paywalled content that is now available free, as they say, is the live stream. So if you think you're going to listen to the afternoon stream, the rebroadcast stream, that's not going to happen because we will go back behind the paywall. The podcast and all of that will remain as part of paywall content that include things like the long-form version of The Church Doctor, which episode 3 is now up at crusadechannel.com. And the daily podcast of this show, the Parrot Talk, Fiorella's Midday Show, the Reconquest every week. Of course, there's 400 some odd episodes of Reconquest. So the only thing that's really changed is we need to get the Crusade Channel out in front of people's ears and eyes. So we are broadcasting the video and audio on the YouTube. Now, we already know in advance. You physically and literally, in the broadcasting climate that we're in, we have, as a matter of fact, some sound bites on this today. If you want to defy the powers that be, the AI generated and controlled powers that be in broadcasting, you have to outwit them. The only way to get a show like this and have it survive in an environment like YouTube, where it is, I mean, let's face it, you know, when you look at what you can, what is possible to do, if you want to stream live video and audio, as they say. Now, when we stream Parrot Talk later and the Midday Show, that will not have a video component. Although it'll look like it does because we'll have a sound wave, but this is the only show that actually has video currently. But if you want to stream it on any of the services that they control, which are all the big ones, that's it. That's the big one. Which are all the big ones, then you have to play by their rules. You have to figure out a way to outsmart them. You know, I kind of reckon this to the development and the evolution of the radar gun and the radar detector. The police 5-0 started using radar detectors back in the late 1950s when the first ones that were made commercially available came out and police departments started to implement them. It wasn't until the 60s or so until they started becoming a thing, popular. By the time you get to the early 70s, isn't it interesting? You know, we probably tend to think that mechanized automotive or automobile or large transportation system mobility or transportation has always been a thing. Well, it hasn't. That's not true. As a matter of fact, prior to 1958 or so, when they began the construction for what we call the interstate, the unconstitutional interstate highway system today. You know, there was a series of state roads. You know, I could talk about this stuff forever because I know the story. There was a system of state roads that had numbers to them that connected the United States. But it was not meant for mass transportation at all times. That's what the interstate did. And, of course, you know, Dwight David Eisenhower had to lie to Congress and say, it's for national defense. We have to be able to move rocket parts and ginormous plane parts from point A to point B so that, you know, we can go to war with the Ruskies. And that's how they sold, because Congress has no authority to build roads. Just trust me on that one. Welcome to your transportation department. I didn't say they hadn't seized the power. Constitutionally speaking, they don't have the authority. So, getting back to the story of the radar detector, cops started using radar to issue speeding tickets. And then once insurance started to become mandatory, people didn't mind so much having to pay the ticket. It's what it did to their insurances. And that's when it became a thing that, like, the insurance companies were making bank on this stuff. People were, oh, Mr. McGillicuddy, I see that you win 65 and a 55. Well, it's going to cost you $13 a month to insure that vehicle instead of $9. Yeah, $13 a month. Imagine that. I can actually remember that. So these companies started coming out with these things called radar detectors. And then once the radar detector race was on, it would be the police versus us. And then the cops would change the band. They would go from the K band to the X band to the Y band. And then they would, C.W. McCall summed it up pretty well. And the kind of the hysteria that was surrounding it at that time in that CB song Convoy. You remember this?
Got a breaker one nine. This here's a rubber.
I'm just looking for an excuse to play Convoy.
Big fan, come on.
This is going to get my video flagged.
Sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we got us a convoy.
Everybody.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
You know, it's an amazing thing here. I'm just thinking about this while playing the Convoy song. There are so many great songs about cars and driving. It used to be. Jerry Reed from Smokey and the Bandit. Eastbound and down, loaded up and drunk, and then they turn it into westbound and down. Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. Remember the Eddie Rabbit songs were about driving? Hell, Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55. It used to be Charlie Daniels in Uneasy Rider. Whatever happened to good old American out across the amber waves of Biden's reclamation in the Wagon Queen family truckster songs? Lindsey Buckingham, National Lampoon's Vacation Movie, Holiday Road. This is the Crusade Radio Network. We don't have time for that anymore. We got Taylor Swift now.